this, as a disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the disciple to be like his teacher, and the servant like his master. If they have called the master of the house of Beelzebub, how much more will the lion does his household? And so now, just beginning, so you claim to be a Christian. Okay. You claim to serve God. Okay. There's a lot of false teaching around that says that, well, you're a Christian, so everything's going to be holy and wonderful and amazing. And look how great your life is. But God says don't expect any less. Now, just on the surface of that, we would think that's cool, you know, because Jesus is king, he's God. Hey, look, we, you know, look how great it is. But look at his life on earth. Now, if we look at it the way we can, because we know how this particular chapter of the world ends, if you will, as Jesus is taken to the cross, he's beaten for the rest of his life, and his life is taken on the cross. Once we see that, now that the fact that we are kind of like, you know, they won't do anything worse to us than Jesus, okay, they won't kill us, or they won't go beyond killing us, because they can't, but they have up to that to go to. Sound fun anymore? Wait a second. There's a cost to being a Christian. There is a cost to being a Christian. It could potentially cost everything. It could be horrible. It could be destructive. It could be all these bad things. And, you know, you wouldn't have any worse than God. Lover. Something interesting to look at, though, in verse 25 was, if they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they malign those of his household? Let's put it in today's language. Beelzebub, this is an interesting one. He is a god of the flies. He's a, you know, obviously a foreign deity, a false god, an idol that was to be worshipped. Beelzebub. But the interesting side of that is, like I said, let's put it in today's words. If they're going to trash talk Jesus, they're going to trash talk you. And if they trash talk you on behalf of the gospel, if they trash talk you because you are defending God's word, God bless you. That's a good thing. Doesn't sound good to you, it doesn't sound good to me, but that is a good thing. So know this, if they, and of course, Jesus kind of lays it out too, and I want to move to John chapter 15, verse 20 for a minute, where he's talking to his guys, and he says, remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. So being that we serve Jesus, being that we're part of that thing, that it just kind of falls into place. But I think the clarity comes in John 15 here. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you. Don't think that you're above the master. Don't think that you get some kind of special privilege that God didn't get. You know, I'm disgusted by the false preachers, the false teachers of prosperity gospel guys who say, you know, just do this. If you'll send in your $10, I'll, you know, come multiply it by 100. And then if you just do, you know, tuck in that loan, you know, send it right to me. And I, you know, send me $20, I'll pray in a rag and cry and whatever they do, and send it back to you. The rag is about as worthless as it was when they bought it all, right? If it was such big quantity that they're kind of a nuisance. And people would like to see the Walmart birds not be at Walmart. Bird. You don't put in a cage and you're like, well, look, we're going to talk to the Walmart bird. No, we don't do that. says that it can divide apart the soul and the spirit. That's more confession than I can even understand. It's a sharp, sharp thing. I have a razor blade that I carry in my pocket, not like a weird one, but it's like a knife shaped razor blade, right? For opening boxes and small fun things that I can do. And when I put a new blade on that thing, it's super sharp. And you cut yourself without realizing it. That thing is a butter knife, I'll carry God's word. It's just not that sharp. humans themselves and being really mad at you, you can't understand what you're doing. Why aren't you speaking? Because they don't have the information to be able to understand and process that stuff. And listen, that's what causes the division. It's a lack of understanding. There is an 18-inch difference between heaven and hell, right? You know the information, but you didn't apply it to your heart. But for those people who don't even know the information, or they know the information, but they think it to be false, there comes the division. People, and I've met plenty of people raised in the church. Oh, look how holy and wonderful they were raising up. Then they get out in life, and they're not church people anymore. In fact, they're anti-church people. It's so against God, so against all these things. You're like, oh, see, they haven't had information, and they don't understand. Because there is an aspect. Anybody in here can pick up a Bible and begin reading it. Anybody in the world can pick up a Bible and begin reading it, so long as it's in their language, right? Unless you have the Holy Spirit teaching you as you read in gibberish. And I wish it was different than that. I wish it was so obvious that nobody could deny it. The division of the family goes deeper. In verse 37, we see this. Jesus says, whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Let me say this plainly. You love Jesus more than mother, right? If you do that, personal relationships are fantastic. Because once you understand love of Christ, once you have a love for Jesus, then as you deal with other people, you deal with them very, very differently. And it makes a difference of night and day. My wife and I had argued and fought plenty of times before I got saved. And when I did, she doesn't hate me nearly as much now as she did back then. Right? Why? Because I love Jesus more than I love her, and she goes to that frustrating place. Really does. You want a great balance from something that works, and that's how you do it. And you'll see that the loving Jesus actually puts you in the mindset to deal with everybody, not just as wacky. So if you really get on fire for Jesus, you're doing the thing, you're serving, loving, you're going to put your trust in Jesus. That kind of an attitude, but people will typically say, you're a very nice person. Nobody ever says that about me. That's about the divisive portion of this whole thing. There is a concept that's about to be introduced in the New Testament the first time. And I'm going to tell you right now, when it was introduced, it was confusing. We see that in verse 38. Jesus says, and whoever does not